Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Everybody said it, and then everybody jumped on me, and they were real fucking friends came out. And y'all motherfuckers were real fucking friends came out. Oh, see, he ain't washed up. Told you. Wait till the album
come
out.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. All right. I am here with... hey Mike.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing.
How's it go? Okay. Well.
I ain't say it like that.
What up, people?
Nothing.
Yes, he did.
No,
nothing.
He kind of did.
See?
No, it's okay. I'm just saying.
Thanks so much.
What up, people?
What's good?
Got the hoodie crew.
Yeah.
That looks
the
so
black
hard.
Hoodie
on the left side.
That looks so hard.
It's cool. Yeah. I didn't know. Like, it's, you know, Atlanta weather is really weird. So it's like, I don't know.
What all weather is really weird. Do you need an introduction?
I don't need it.
Okay, great. Introduction. So we're just going to jump
about
on
B,
in.
No.
You just left B and I. We over here.
Oh, he brought the camera.
What's up?
The camera.
How y'all doing today?
So we have a highly anticipated question from Sid Coops. Oh, this is from the Twitter account. They want to know, what did you think of Kendrick's Grammy performance? I feel like what he did, most artists haven't done in a very long time.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
What?
Oh, you must hate Kendrick.
I skipped it. Nah.
Wait. You didn't watch
I skipped the
performance
Grammys.
Or the Grammys?
I didn't watch the Grammys.
Did you watch his performance?
I didn't watch the performance either.
I liked it. It was dope.
I liked it.
It was no, I'm saying. It was good.
I thought the performance was amazing. I mean, you know...
Break it down, B.
Yeah, I mean, Kendrick, you know, for him, of course, you know, because I was waiting to see.
I see you tweeting.
Yeah, with the white tears that Sophie B always be getting on with people being so mad. He always puts his passions in his performances, and, like, with that Grammy performance, I know it was always hyped. He was supposed to do something very controversial and stuff, and him coming out in the prison and chains and doing a verse from Black of the Berry and then going to We Gonna Be All Right. And
I
then
did
he
not
did,
expect that.
Yeah.
And I then didn't he, expect him to perform Black of the Berry. Them white people look so scared. They look
See,
so scared. In the audience. No, they looked scared in the audience.
They did.
I was hoping he was. I was like,
and I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did.
I think it would have been different if Macklemore did it.
Oh my goodness! Look at his face. Look at his face.
Why are you looking at me?
He wants you to co-sign that bullshit.
The best part that I liked about the performance was that he did like a, I guess you want to call it, Untitled 3. Did you peep that, like, that last part of the performance where he was like, wait a minute, dang, I've never heard that song before. Like, I'm telling you, I said this before in the last video. He just needed to just do like a, have a album called Untitled and put like 10 tracks or 9 tracks.
He's already made a statement, that he's just gonna say it's those just, for performances.
It's just wishful, but it was dope. Though. I thought the whole performance was really dope. That was the only reason why I watched the Grammys. I was like, okay, Kendrick about to perform, let me watch this. Once it went off, I went and watched something else.
Justin Bieber, you weren't interested in that?
No.
Who?
I even Facebooked. I never really Facebooked that much, but I even said something about like, man, we are witnessing a legendary future MC in the making. So.
I seen your Facebook post about that.
I was like, yeah, it was dope. I really enjoyed it.
I feel like we're the only ones who were talking about this, but it's okay.
Probably in the moment, because I saw B's post and I don't watch the Grammys. I think I was watching Walking Dead and something else, but yeah, seeing your post and seeing everybody's reaction, because Twitter, you know, with Twitter, and they were overreacting.
Twitter be Twitter. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll catch you later. But I went back and watched it after I saw what you said. And I was blown away because I didn't quite, like, he always does great performances, but I didn't quite expect what I saw. Like, I saw a lot of people, you know, saying that, yeah, it was very, very black, and, you know, the white tears thing that people were saying, stuff like that. So, Well, the whole coming out in chains and, you know, freeing yourself, you know, with the microphone and, you know, kind of like the symbolism behind that.
All the dancing.
Yeah, the dancing, you know, having the
tribal.
Yeah, the tribal thing, dancing in the background, you know, going to a different stage, which fires, you know, in the back. The thing we was doing, Black of the Berry. Then going back over and doing Untitled 3, which had, what, like a jazzy type beat behind it. So there was like all of this stuff that was thrown into that performance at once. So I was sitting there watching and I was like captivated, you know, by everything that I was seeing. I was literally blown away because after I watched, I was like, because I thought about what you said, I was like, damn, like this motherfucker, like here, like I'm really wondering, are we really watching like our version of Marvin Gaye or Miles Davis or whatever, like live right now in the making. And I don't like to get caught up in all of that and projecting, but it was like we were talking about when I called you, it's like he hasn't missed yet.
Nope.
You know, and because of that, you have to kind of really sit back and really look at his career and the way he did it. Like he's doing it his way. Like he's not
compromising the sound.
No, he hasn't compromised at all. And it seems like he's doubling down on like the blackness.
Yeah.
You know, and he's using his platform to really get out these messages that he want to get out. And, you know, it's like people are struggling with it. You know, how do we deal with it? There are certain people that are struggling with, you get all these thing pieces and this, that, and the other. But I thought it was amazing.
What are you saying?
Huh? I didn't read many of, but people, like, whenever Kendrick does something.
People who like black people?
And everybody. Whenever Kendrick does something. So you have the black people that's like praising everything that he does and that, you know, this, that, and other. And then you have, you know, the flip side where, you know, people are criticizing his performance at the Grammys.
And saying it was inspired, or he was fighting from Dice Raw. He did some type of.
That's yeah, all, I mean, he stole the performance
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So people were questioning why he did a performance like that at the Grammys on that.
Who was questioning
stage.
That?
Right. Who?
Oh, there was. I can't name names, but there were. There were people that were actually asking, like, you
as
know,
as opposed to what keeping it.
Was kids. It white people, black people? Like,
white people. Yeah,
they were saying that. They came out and said that.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
I would be.
People love Kendrick. No, I haven't seen any of this. Yeah, I don't know who be sending that. You shit on Twitter because it was like, it was mostly white folks sending me the shit like, oh man, you see Kendrick's performance?
Right.
Like, nah, I'll get to it. I didn't see any white people being like,
well, it probably wasn't.
Why would he do that? Why would he make me feel that way?
Huh? Yeah, I don't understand.
You're saying, like, I think there were people that are necessarily outside of the culture that are not really hip hop fans.
Oh, like the Geraldos of the world.
Yeah, yeah, people like that. Yeah. So you have that.
I'm just saying the wild dog.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I can see a lot of white people sending you stuff on Twitter. Were like, oh, because, you know, of course, we're going to get, oh, it was amazing. Did you guys see it? But these are people that are in the culture that love it and that are fans. People outside of that are in these, you know, news entities or organizations, you know, they're going to take a different approach.
Of course.
And that's what I'm talking about. And that's the shit that I see when I'm going through my timeline, because, you know, I follow some of these people just to kind of see what the conversation is that's taking place out there.
Kind of similar to what that time, I think it was the BET Awards when Kendrick was on top of the police car.
Yeah.
But he blocked out the thing where he said, but we hate Popo.
But we hate Popo. Yeah, I did notice he took that part out.
They probably told him he couldn't do that.
He probably said, look, yeah, the police came, like NWA, like, look. No. They waiting in the crowd.
Shut this shit down. No, I thought it was great.
I wasn't ready for that.
What kind of level of disrespect? Like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry.
This motherfucker ain't saying shit.
I'm sorry.
The fuck, Sophie?
It just seems so ingenuine at the moment. My bad. There has to be more to that. Please go.
I didn't see the Dice Raw thing. I saw people complain, but I didn't see the Dice Raw performance that they're saying that he stole this from.
Right.
But I thought the performance was incredible. I thought the fact that he chose to do the polar opposites, like he did Black of the Berry, to come out there with a really strong message. And then you got the We Gonna Be Alright, which is like the more positive, like, you know.
We hate
I'm saying.
It's like a softer message. You're saying it's still powerful, but like a little
The Black and the Berry is like, let's fight, let's fight, let's fight, and then the we gonna be all right is the more Martin like, King. Look, everybody, like, yeah, it's like the Malcolm X, Martin Luther King idea, because that's why I think he had the tribal dancers on one side, and then he goes to this other side, and it's like, well, here's the hard message, and here's the more positive, friendlier message. Kendrick is coming out, and he's giving the audience both messages, so it's like people can't say, well, he's just angry and shit. Well, nah, he's saying that, look, we gotta be angry sometimes, and also I need to like build y'all up and be like, look, we gonna be all right. So I think that that was really cool, but I didn't see anybody really complaining about that, which I found kind of interesting, just because he has this idea and this message, he's always had this, that people just expect him to do these kind of things. Maybe I didn't look hard enough, but I didn't see the white people that were complaining about his performance.
It's so blatant.
I think white people love Kendrick just as much as everybody else, which is weird. But cool at the same time.
Yeah.
I thought his performance was one. I think it's just interesting to me. Were they saying that he stole the whole tribal thing from Dice Raw or
no? The prison.
Come on now. That's been done a million times by
people.
The NWA did that, right, so let's stop. Right, that doesn't make any sense. I thought they were saying he stole the tribal shit. The tribal shit is what got me. Like, the ideas that go through this dude's head. Like, who would even think that? Like, I'm gonna come out here and do Black of the Berry and then have blacklight shit on my clothes to where it looks like tribal. Like, who the fuck even comes up with this shit? So I was with y'all. I didn't watch the Grammys either, of course, but.
And then I don't know if you saw, he had his eyes bruised and stuff. Did y'all see?
Yeah, his darkest shit. I didn't change.
Yeah, he had a bruise.
That's true. I didn't
notice a bruise.
Yeah, he had like a bruise on his face. Yeah. Like as he was getting beat.
When he was in prison. And yeah. You saw like little bruises on his face. Like,
nice.
Makeup
shit.
I just saw black.
I know. They were like kicking apart everything.
So what you thought of it?
I watched it
in the time. I didn't hear it, but listening to y'all.
You said you didn't see the performance.
I did it. I just watched it on my phone.
Just now?
Yes.
And
we were talking
about it.
It's not.
I'm just trying to pose, Ralph.
Yeah.
It was dope.
Nah, you fake.
Nah, you fake. So I can't just watch it without listening and see that it was a dope performance.
You gotta hear it.
I feel you. I'm not taking nothing away. I'm not saying like I don't need to, but
I can see that it was a dope performance.
I don't. You need to build up before you can get up to talking about the Kendrick Lamar performance.
That just dismissed your shit. Like, all you know.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.